One of my friends I've met through getting sober has a sick child, and they have a GoFundMe up right now. The title of the GoFundMe is Healing My Eddie, E-D-D-I-E. My friend's son, Eddie, suffered a major brain injury from a near-drowning experience when he was 20 months old, June 19th, 2013. And they have some very expensive medical bills that they just cannot afford. So they are humbly reaching out to any help they can get. So their goal is to reach $100,000 because God knows medical bills are a crime here in the U.S. So even if you're not in the U.S., you can go to GoFundMe.com and then look up Healing My Eddie or click the link in this bio. Just donate a dollar if you can. But yeah, it's a personal friend of mine whose kid is sick. So join me in helping them out. There's no better gift than to saving somebody's life. Don't mean to be a downer here, but help heal Eddie. Just click the link to my bio, and if you can spare some change, do it. It'll make you feel good, and it'll make Eddie feel good as well. All right, thanks, guys. Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm coming to your town. Rydoon headlining at the Shaskeen Pub in Manchester, New Hampshire, dude. January 1st. Kicking off the new year with a big dune. I should have just said dune and not big. With a boom. Kicking off the new year with a boom. Dune. Fuck! Just go to the goddamn Shaskeen Pub in Manchester, New Hampshire, January 1st. Click the link in the bio for info. I think you get tickets at the door. All right, just fucking go to the show. I'll see you there. Sorry for swearing.
Brandon's crazy.
And we're back on I'm Sorry Dad podcast. Hi, Brandon.
Did you just ejaculate?
Yes.
Yuck. I like how I chose the worst word. I was going to say orgasm, but ejaculate.
Did you just, I climaxed.
Yeah, climax. There's so many softer words to use.
But I see how you think. You go right to the nasty.
Yeah, right there.
Ejaculate. I'm with you.
That's what I say to girls when I'm having sex with them. I say, are you reaching climax?
Because I'm about to ejaculate.
Yeah. Let's do this simultaneously.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Our guest today is Alan Cunningham. Damn it. Cunningham.
Cunningham.
I got cum on the mind.
It's hard to get it off.
It's hard to get it out.
It gets sticky. Yeah. It gets a little sticky.
So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, man.
Of course.
Yes.
Welcome to Third Wheel Studios. Right? Is that the name? Third Wheel Production? Third Wheel Podcast Studio. All right. That's what it's called this week.
I could have sworn it was called. I could have sworn it was called Unfunny Productions.
It used to be.
Wow, what's it going to be called next week?
For those listening, Nolan passed away, so he's not here.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
We got Mike in the studio. Mike, let's hear that sexy baritone voice.
He got
voice,
eaten
dude.
By a bear.
Yeah, Nolan got eaten by a bear.
God damn. Yo, I'm straight, but I want to get fucked by you, bro.
By my voice, that means.
What's up with Nolan today?
I don't know. He just asked for a day off. He's soft.
Wow.
Very soft.
Wait, he just asked for a day? Yeah. What?
Who did he ask?
Like, we're so shocked by that.
Since we're the only two employees.
He's like, hey, man, I'm tired.
What?
Anyways, oh, yeah. If you're in the LA area and you want to start a podcast, hit up Nolan. He gave out his phone number. Let me
look at this. ThirdWheelPodcastStudio.com has everything on there. It's all scheduling and links, and it's actually really up to date. We finally finished it. So ThirdWheelPodcastStudio.com.
Holy fuck. Your voice is nice.
It's nice as
yeah.
well.
Ooh. Shit. I want you to record some audiobooks.
I want to put the speaker on my crotch and let you
know. Yeah. Actually, Mike, can you say, Rye, how are you right now? How are you?
Rye, how are you?
Erect. That's actually a go-to thing I have for crowd work. If there's somebody with a British accent in the audience doing stand-up, I'll ask them to say that.
Nice.
And then I say erect, and people think I just thought of it. Suckers!
What fools.
One of the tricks of the trade, Brandon. You wouldn't know. He's a writer.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do stand-up?
No.
No, not a stand-up.
No?
Loser.
Yeah. What kind of writing you do?
Novel stuff. I'm working on a book right now and script stuff, like short film stuff, movie stuff.
He's actually good.
Yeah?
Despite his nails.
My nails are fine. My nails are painted. Rye walked in with my nails painted, and Rye was like, I instantly don't like you.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Before
he spit in my face.
Tell us what an e-boy is, then we'll find out who Alan is.
Just to start out, I had this idea for just like an Instagram post about like me getting bitten by an e-boy. And an e-boy basically is a boy on like TikTok that is like pretty skinny. He looks like around like 19 years old. He's got like really poofy hair and it's like rainbow colored. And he's got painted nails and he wears like chains. And he dresses like a character from a Tim Burton movie. He wears like the striped long sleeve and then like a black shirt. And he just exists.
Yeah.
That's what an e-boy does, is they just are there. They're just kind of like there.
What do they eat? I picture like peanut butter and fluff. That's what
probably. But
so is this an actual cultural thing? It's known as like, I'm an e-boy. Do some boys out there call themselves e-boys?
No, they don't call themselves that. Everyone else calls them that. They just go like, yeah, I'm what Sage.
Does
or
it come from emo?
Derivative? Oh, I never even thought of that. I don't think so. I always thought it came from like e-boys, meaning like I, because I'm so old-fashioned, like e always meant like internet to me.
Oh,
like
okay.
E, so I'm like, oh, e-boys means like internet boys. I don't know why.
Old-fashioned.
Emo sound.
It sounds old-fashioned now. It sounds old-fashioned now because.
The internet.
No, I mean like e. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Like email.
Okay.
Yeah, like email and also like when you for Internet Explorer,
right.
There was an E logo. So I was like, oh, yeah. Like, but nobody uses Internet Explorer anymore.
Right.
They always use Safari. Makes it sound more like an experience. I'm going on a Safari.
I use Bing. Oh wait, no, that's a search engine.
Do you use Firefox?
Firefox.
Firefox.
I use whatever's funny. Just fucking. Anyways.
But yeah, no, I did this.
Oh yeah, that's right.
This post, and a lot of people thought it was real, like that I actually turned into one, or that like I got bitten by one, and it's like contagious. But it's not.
No, they didn't.
No, I read a few things that like, I mean, they didn't seem sarcastic.
Mm. Wow, you have stupid followers.
Yeah, you need it. Yeah.
But
start all over on your followers, man.
But the thing is. The nails, I don't have nail polish. I could very easily get some, but I've just been kind of like postponing it. And now
nail polish remover.
Well, yeah, nail polish remover.
Yeah.
And so I haven't gotten nail polish remover, and I've had nail polish on for a while. And I was at a bar the other night, and this girl walked up to me, and she's like, I want you to know that that's really attractive.
Really?
And I went, what? And she was like, I want you, and she was a good looking girl too. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I want you to know that, like, out of everybody in this bar, you were the person I wanted to talk to because I'm like, who, what, like, you seem the most interesting. And I went, that is horribly superficial to fucking make that assumption that because I have painted nails, that I'm the most interesting person here. It's like, I could be the most boring fuck. You have, what I mean? And just because I have nails.
Did you talk to her?
No.
No?
I was just like, thank you. And she just left.
Were you offended that she thought she was interested?
A little bit.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a little bit. I was like,
"That's funny."
I don't know.
That's all it takes, though. You just look a little bit different, and then women are like, "What's he up to?"
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's this guy right here? This is the first I've heard someone getting offended because of an attractive woman talk to him. Like, I've never heard this before in my life. I would have had sex with her, but it's cool if you took the route you took and, you know, got offended.
I didn't show that I was offended. I was just, thank you. And as she left, I was just like,
this bitch.
I was just offended. I don't know why I was offended.
Dude, that is hilarious and weird to me.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
That's really odd.
Yeah, that's weird. Were you with a girl?
No, I was with friends, but I wasn't like with on a date or anything.
You had no... You were physically attracted to her?
Well, I could tell that she was pretty. You know what I mean? I wasn't attracted to her.
I knew that she was pretty.
Well, yeah, she's attractive. that's a difference, isn't there? Were you attracted to her? No. Could you tell she's pretty? Yes, she was a pretty girl.
All right, okay.
She just wasn't your type?
No, she wasn't my type.
Was she annoying?
Wasn't. Well, I mean, I guess maybe like coming up and saying something like that to me, it's like kind of off-putting.
It's a little
maybe pretentious. Like, I just want to let you know, out of all the guys here, I choose you.
Yeah, a little bit. I think that's more what it was, the mindset. I was like, I don't find this to be particularly attractive.
Oh, you choose me? Oh, I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Then you fucker, dude.
Yes. Then you. I don't understand that part.
Yeah, I love it. You guys are interrogating me like I'm in a fucking like I'm a witness or something. Like, just tell me exactly what she looked like and why you did not fuck her. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Well, I was about to ask: are people treating you differently? That's an example. Yeah.
Girl, yeah.
And you are treating people like an asshole.
Yes, you are.
Internally, externally, I say thank you very much. I worked very hard on these nails.
That was a good story. I appreciate it. That was good. I appreciate that. That's pretentious.
Yeah.
I appreciate that story. Out of all the stories that have been told in this room, I appreciate that one the most.
I don't want to offend you, but I like the story as well.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm so bad at transitions on podcasts and in real life because I just want to talk to Alan and get to know him, but I don't know how. So I was like, all right, I appreciate that. Thanks, Brandon. Alan. Alan Cunningham is a comedian, mm-hmm. actor, I assume.
Yes, actor, comedian.
Actor, and just a good guy.
I am. I'm a nice, I try to be a nice dude.
So where are you from?
Oh, born and raised in Detroit, man.
Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan.
Damn. What's it?
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
First, I love being from Detroit.
Yeah.
It puts, you know, being from Detroit, man, it teaches you how to work for something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't feel entitled. You feel like you got to go out and get it.
Yeah. You know? Do you feel like you have to leave Detroit by any chance?
I had to leave Detroit to be a better comedian. I had to leave Detroit to be a better writer. I'm also a writer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, when I went to get into entertainment, I had to leave Detroit for all of that.
Dude, you got a good voice too. God damn.
Oh yeah, whenever I'm in a room full of dudes, man, I make sure.
I just want to say, out of all the guys here, I choose you.
And I am offended. You just assumed from my voice that I wanted to get chosen.
How dare you?
All right, so Detroit. All I know about Detroit is apparently it's scary. So how long has Detroit been perceived as scary? Because as far as I've known my whole life, it's just always been like, don't go to Detroit.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town.
Is that right? Detroit, let me tell you something.
Maybe not in my childhood, actually. Yeah. Maybe Brandon. Brandon's 25. I'm 35.
Okay. Detroit is actually a cool-ass city full of real cool people. Some of the realest people on this planet are from Detroit. Yeah. And they are so cool and... they let you know how it's no like out here in LA, people like you for certain reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you can do for them, what you have going on, and stuff like that. And Detroit is real,
right?
If they like you, they like you just for being you. If they don't like you, they don't like you.
Mm. Sounds very East Coast culture.
Yeah, it's
like Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's our sister city, Midwest.
Yep.
You know, so it's just a real city. And when it was a couple of times when a lot of things happened in Detroit, you know, and people had to do what they had to do to survive.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever that was, we had to do to survive. And like when they was like, you know, when they was saying Detroit was a ghost town and you could buy a house for $5,000.
Yeah.
When the market hit, the people in Detroit wasn't broke. The city was broke.
Okay.
You know, it was still people pulling up in Cadillacs and jumping out of, you know, with their minks on, you know, pink gaiters. And they had a lot of money, but the city wasn't broke. But the people in Detroit, they was doing their thing.
If I go to Detroit tomorrow, where do you tell me to go?
If you go to Detroit tomorrow,
have a nice time.
I will send you to a whole bunch of restaurants.
All right, cool.
Some of the best food you've ever had.
All right, cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, the food is amazing in Detroit. That's why everybody's fat. Everybody's fat and out of shape. And, you know, I'm fucking with you. But no, the food is amazing.
Okay.
Food is the best pizza you will ever have.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is. All right. Really
better than New York?
It's just a different type of pizza.
Okay.
You know, the flat shit you fold.
Similar to Chicago?
Yeah, Detroit, we have this deep dish pizza, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Cool.
It's called Pizza Populous. And it's the deep dish pizza. And the bottom of the bottom crust, see, out here, deep dish is just thick bread.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Deep dish in Detroit, it's a regular crust at the bottom. Mm. And it's a regular crust at the top.
Really?
And it's all kind of cheese and all kind of ingredients in the middle. and then there's sauce on top of that top crust. And it's ridiculous. It's like a
That's a pie. That's exactly a pie.
It's like a lasagna pizza or casserole. This shit is amazing.
Is that where the term pie comes from? Do you know?
Maybe.
Pizza pie.
Nolan, look that up.
Somebody look it up.
Because
in New York, they call it pie in New York.
Right.
Because it's, you know, the flat, you know. It's good in New York. It's really good.
They call it pie in New York because New Yorkers are fucking stupid. Just kidding.
Oh, come on.
No, but it's amazing, though. Pizza Popolis. If you ever in Detroit, okay, go there. You will love it. Any hole in the wall you go to in Detroit is going to be amazing, the food-wise.
All right, cool. Yeah. What is downtown? I don't know anything about Detroit.
Yeah, I don't either.
Downtown L.A., you don't necessarily want to be there. How about downtown Detroit?
Well, that's not anymore. Now it's fine. But, now...
It's kind of scary.
Now if you drive through there at, midnight, probably shouldn't do that. But,
You can drive through. I don't know.
But it's scary. I remember I've driven through downtown. I used to live in downtown.
Yeah, I did too.
And that was... Yeah, it was scary driving around just the city at night, at, 3 in the morning. Because it's just deserted, and there's just, random people walking in the middle of the street, just, moaning. It's just it feels like an actual ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
But Detroit, would you say that Detroit has been misrepresented?
Yeah.
In a way?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But we don't really mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a hard city, it's dangerous, and we accept that. Yeah, a lot of people work in the factory, you know? The only careers I knew coming up were professional basketball, football, baseball, boxers, and working in the factory. Mm, police, damn. And firefighters. Yeah. That was it. Teacher. You know, it was a doctor or lawyer. That was it.
Okay.
I didn't know about all this other stuff that you can do.
Did you want to be one of those?
I was in football when I was a kid. Right. I was a beast.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a beast in football. I was a monster.
What position?
I played cornerback. No one got any passes on me, dude. I was a monster.
Zero?
I mean, I was killer. I'm the youngest of four boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
And they toughened me up.
Yeah, I bet.
They toughened me up.
I'm the youngest of three sisters, dude.
Oh, that explains so much. I keep forgetting that you have three sisters. That makes so much sense.
Why?
It just does. It just makes sense.
How so?
I don't know.
Because I'm sensitive?
Yes. Because you're very
sensitive. Wow, you answered very quickly.
Really quick.
That's why.
Really quick.
I was like, because you're sensitive and, yeah.
So, all right, cool. Football, high school. What were you like in high school? Were you cool? Because if you weren't popular, get the fuck out.
I need to leave. no, in high school, I was pretty silly. I was silly as hell.
Yeah.
Funny about school, growing up, I used to be this nerdy-looking kid with thick glasses, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, going to school, didn't nobody know my older brothers. They was my closest brother to me is 2 years above me, and I never said never told no one who my brothers were.
Right.
And so when I was in school, they saw a nerdy kid with glasses. They tried to bully me, but they didn't know that I was silly. So I would talk trash to the bully.
Yeah,
and then some of the bullies wanted to fight.
Mm.
They didn't know I had three older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of good at fighting too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so it was a lose-lose.
I thought you were going to say your brothers would beat him up, but...
Oh, no. No, I never brought my brothers into stuff. My brothers, man, one of my oldest brother, I can never tell him any beef that I've had in the streets.
Why?
He's a murderer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah. He's a straight up gangster murderer. He did 28 and a half years in prison.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
But... If you met him, you would never know.
Really?
You would never
know. So is he
rehabilitated?
No.
Oh.
No.
He's still out there?
He's not doing what he's doing no more. He's not doing what he used to do
because
he just had a son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that changed his whole life. Prison didn't rehabilitate him.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Having his son did. Prison made him worse, actually.
28 years in prison?
28 and a half.
Damn. Consecutively?
No, he did the first time he went in, he did 6 years. Then he got out for 2-3 months, then you go back again for 7 years. Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Wow. So why can't you tell him about beef? Oh, because he'll want to kill somebody.
He don't know how to deal with something in a cool manner.
Okay,
you know what I mean. It's no going down there and talking to it and squashing the beef. It's none of that.
Right.
His first instinct is, you know, shooting.
Okay, so how have Brandon and I been so far in this episode?
You cool, but once I tell him that he got offended over the girl with the try to give him some pussy, my brother gonna deal with you.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, fuck.
You just should have fucked her, dude.
Ah, man, it would have saved my life. Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
This winter, start a new monthly routine that'll upgrade your life and style with a box of awesome from Bespoke Post. Bespoke Post sends guys only the best stuff every month. So whether you're looking to craft your own hard cider or toast perfectly aged fall cocktails, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. Brandon, I'm getting a Box of Awesome, which is a travel bag called the Weekender.
Oh, okay.
It's like a stylish bag.
Yeah.
It's a bag of awesome. Hell!
Where are you going to take it with you on the weekend?
I'm taking it to Boston.
Oh.
Not just for the weekend. See, with the Weekender, you can take it on the weekdays.
Wow.
Do you like smoking cigars?
Yeah, I actually really do.
They're sending us a cigar box.
I was about to say, oh my word.
Oh my word, yeah.
I don't know if that's too
it's cool
for this.
Because I'm not sure if... Yeah, you can have it. Do you want it?
Yes, I would love that.
All right, cool. Awesome. That's my gift to you for Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, what is this? What is it called?
Bespoke Post.
Bespoke Post.
Bespoke.
Thank you, Bespoke Post, for that, actually.
Yes, Box of Awesome from Bespoke Post.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. Oh.
Yeah, this is just, all of our ad reads are a great Christmas gift. Great Christmas gift ideas.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get it for yourself, too. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. Brandon, do you like whiskey?
Yeah.
Well, Box of Awesome from Bespoke Post has this, like, bar set with, like, cool glasses and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it looks really cool.
So I get cigars and whiskey.
We'll have to talk to them.
Hot dog.
Maybe somebody listening can gift you the glasses, barware. They don't send you the whiskey. They send you like the cool barware.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Yeah.
They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel any time. They even have vape batteries, so you can vape with it.
Ooh.
That's cool. They're sending me some coffee cups to look like I have my life together.
Hmm.
Both the bag and coffee cups are just me creating the illusion that I have my life together.
Yeah, you got to do it. You know,
and you with your cigar box and barware, you can create the illusion that you're
cool.
Like, cool. Yeah. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. So it's a great value. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code SORRY at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code SORRY, for 20% off your first box.
And you won't be sorry when you get your Box of Awesome.
Yeah! Merry Christmas, Brandon.
Merry Christmas to you too, Rye.
What about your other brothers?
I'm from a really tough city, right? Mm. Really tough city, man. And we got tested a lot. And my neighborhood, too. My neighborhood that I grew up in was really, you know, I'm off 7 Mile, and it had a real, you know, reputation. Nobody really messed with us. We was cool. My brother put a reputation on us.
Yeah.
So no one messed with us.
Okay.
You know, my brother, younger than my oldest brother, he was a player.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's all. That was his whole thing. He just boning everybody. My brother younger than him, the one right above me, he was both. He was a player, and he was actually really a really, really good fighter.
Cool.
Yeah. So he was a tough dude, and he was a player. Because he was shorter than everyone else.
Oh, okay.
So he had that, I'll fuck you up. You know, and he would. You know what I mean? So, and then I was the youngest one.
Do you think you were silly? Why were you silly? And for any direct reason?
Like, I don't know. But I knew the route I didn't want to take because I saw you know, being the youngest, you see your siblings doing stuff, and you can sit back and be like, nah, I don't want to do that. You know, got in trouble for that. I don't, you know. So I would observe and, you know, change courses. And I didn't want to be in the streets because I've seen too many people, you know, what happens when you're in the street. A lot of people don't become successful. So I had to stay out of the streets. So, you know, my way of staying out of the street was football and my sense of humor. When I found out I was silly, I found out the girls was like laughing at me.
Yeah,
not at me, with me.
Right.
So I was like, oh shit. Cause when you know, when you make a woman laugh, you know, you can get in. You know what I mean? Right. So I realized that was a gift and the power, you know, that I'm having a whole class laughing. And then sometimes one of my teachers used to let me kind of like do stand up in her class.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Yeah. You know, when I learned that, the, you know, the humor, the power behind that. You know, everyone in the room just captivated in what you're saying.
Right.
So I was like, wow. You know, and I always admire, you know, Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So that's how this, I didn't want to go the other route. So comedy.
Yeah. My that's in high school. I tried like being an asshole.
Yeah.
For like a day. I just couldn't do it. Because girls liked assholes in my high school. Yes, like tough guys.
Yeah.
I tried like acting kind of like a dick. Uh-huh. Couldn't do it. I tried being laid back.
Yeah.
It's like not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Trying on a bunch of different personalities.
Couldn't do it.
So many personality changes.
Then in college, I realized I could be funny and get girls. So I was like, all right, here's how I'll do it.
I had cousins that was like, you a comedian? I was like, yeah. It's like, I didn't know you talked.
Yeah.
You didn't even speak. Because when I was around certain people, I was real shy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then when it felt right, I said something. A lot of times I used to just laugh. And people would be like, what, this quiet boy just laughing, because I used to think of funny stuff to say.
Oh.
But I wouldn't say it.
That's funny.
When I started saying shit, that's when I was like, oh, shit.
They're like, this dude's insane.
Yeah, I got many a whoopings for just sitting there laughing.
So we texted about what we're going to talk about, and you mentioned some police brutality, so.
Good transition. Good transition, man. Holy fuck.
I was trying to make a joke. I was trying to make a joke, then you interrupted me.
Sorry.
But it was funny. You interrupting was funnier than whatever I was going to say, probably.
Okay, well.
I was going to say, like, so you're a cop and you beat somebody up?
I see where you were going.
Glad I salvaged that. Oh my god,
you bailed me out, thanks man.
No worries, man.
No, you know what's so funny, man, when what's going on now is not new, you know, of course that's not new at all, what's going on now. And it's so funny seeing people, like, I hear people's opinion how, well, if you listen to the police, then, you know, they won't, you know, shoot you or beat you up or whatever.
Just don't do anything wrong.
Yeah, just don't do anything wrong. The nerdy looking dude I told you about, skinny, big, thick glasses, I'm walking out my mother's job.
Mm. You're talking about you.
Me,
right?
I'm walking out my mother's job. I look like, they used to call me Urkel. That's, but I was smaller than Urkel.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm walking out my mother's job and I see two cops and they're like, come here for a second. I walk over to them. I'm like, yes. You know, and they was like, what are you doing coming out this building? I'm like, oh, my mother worked here. I turn around to point to the building where my mother worked. I turn back around. He has a gun on me. I'm like, what the? And I put my hands up. And
what kind of building was it? Did you say that?
My mother worked at the, she was a social worker. Okay. So it was just a state building.
Yeah.
You know, government building. And why would I be coming out of a government building and you put a gun on me anyway?
Yeah, weird.
It's like, it's weird.
Yeah.
So I got my hands in the air and I'm shaking and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I've never seen this. I'm like 13 or 14. I'm shaking. And he, you know, he got a gun on me. And then he kind of laughed. And his partner grabbed. His partner was like, you know, hit his arm or whatever. He laughed.
Jesus.
He, he said, man, get the fuck out of here.
What?
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I walked away, man. I never told my mother about that either.
Is this a white cop?
No, these are black cops.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Two black cops, man. And then second encounter, I'm in high school, I'm walking down a hall, right? And this girl tripped in high school. I laughed, right? At the same, I didn't know that the cop was, he's an undercover cop, 21 Drum Street type, you know, he just wear a suit. I didn't know he tripped at the same time. I wasn't even paying this man no attention. I was laughing at this girl. Man, he said, you think that shit is funny? He pushed me up against the wall and choked the fuck out of me with his forearm on my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And this grown man, dude, and he was like, you know, and I couldn't breathe. My eyes was watery. I'm, you know, fuck me up, man. He was choking me. I don't know how long he was choking me, but it was long as hell, and it fucked me up. And so all of my friends was like, yeah, one incident. I'm going to tell you one more incident, and then I'm going to tell you something really fucked up.
Okay.
One of my friends was, he was in high school. And he was skipping school. So he went like to a somebody's house. They were smoking weed or whatever. So the cops came in and they was like, what the fuck? Why y'all not in school? It was one dude was supposed to be in school. Everybody else was out of school. Mm-hmm. So they told everybody to go home or whatever. So they stopped my friend. He was like, why you not in school? He was like, well, you know, I'm just hanging out with them. He said, you want to go to jail? He was like, no. He said, okay, if you don't want to go to jail, then kiss my ass. And he pulled, the cop pulled his pants down. And my friend kissed his ass. Yeah. How fucked up is that? A kid.
What?
A kid, dude.
That's a like sexual
assault.
Yeah, that's like a fucking kid. A fucking child.
So weird.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable, I think.
Yeah. No, you can laugh. No,
I'm not like, that's hilarious.
That's weird.
That's some fucked up
that's
shit.
That's fucked up.
Like, it's really fucked up. And, and like, and so when people think, like, I mean, black people tripping. Y'all just don't know how to deal with. Dude, it was. What's fucked up is I have unlimited amount of stories like that, right?
Yeah.
But this next story I'm about to tell you, I have one of those. And and this next story is not that uncommon. I only have one. So this is the fucked up with the police. So fucked up with the police did. This dude was, you know, I knew this dude was selling drugs, right? And, I knew him well, and his boy, his friend who sold drugs as well, called him crying. And he was like, what's up, man? He was like, man, the police just, you know, came into my house, man. And he was like, okay, that's, you know, that's part of the game. What's up? He was like, man, the police broke in my house, man. And they tied me down, and one of them, they raped my wife and made me watch it. And it was seven cops. They took his kids. Two of the cops took his kids and put the kids in a room, and they was playing with the kids, playing games and shit with the kids.
Okay. Yeah.
The other cops was holding him down, and the other cop was raping his wife.
Jesus.
And then they left.
What?
So.
What?
Yeah. And after that happened, the marriage fell apart, of course, because she was like, you know, you're my husband. You couldn't protect me. He couldn't protect them because it was cops. And who was he going to call? The police?
Right.
You know what I mean? They had to move out of the city. It was fucked up, dude.
Jesus.
Being black and especially young, you don't understand how terrified we are of the police.
So were those cops white?
Maybe it was a mixed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a mix.
And this was in Detroit?
This is in Detroit.
Okay.
You gotta understand, a lot of people who join the police force, high school diploma, you join the police force, a lot of people come from backgrounds where they can hate black people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you, I met this Asian woman who was only, she was from Japan. She has only been in this country for a few months. Mm. And I met her when she got here. She didn't even know English, really. And so the time I known her, she had learned English, and I was like, learn a little bit more.
Yeah.
So she was like, I said, what was your view of black people before you came to this country? She was like, did you guys were dangerous, lazy, you know, y'all wasn't no good. My family told me before I move out here to stay away from you. So this was embedded in her brain before she met a black person.
From Japan?
She's from Japan.
Okay. Yeah.
In Japan, the entire country basically is Japanese. You know what I mean? While you're there, you walking around and you only seeing Japanese people.
Yeah.
And once in a while, you may see like a white dude, you know what I'm saying? Or you may see like a black dude or whatever. But majority of people are Japanese. So she got her idea from American media.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And so... And you have a, like, black people have a stigma in this country. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we just have a stigma in this country because of American media. And yeah. so when people join the police force, when they pull over a white dude or whatever, or a white female or whatever, they pull them over, you know, nicely, you know, and they do their policing. But when they pull us over, immediately it's aggression.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Immediately. Just because they feel like we a threat.
Have you ever been pulled over and it wasn't immediate aggression?
Cops.
Cool cops. Yeah, there's cool cops.
Yeah. I've had a few cool cops, and you kind of like, oh shit, he was cool.
Yeah.
It's a shock. You're like, oh shit, my man was all right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and it's so funny because I have white friends and they tell me shit like, because they don't believe it. Like that right there pissed me off the most. When someone's telling you your reality is not reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're sitting in your reality and yours is pleasant with the police. So you can't tell me what I'm going through. Like, I'm not fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have, you know, white friends, and they have asked me, they was like, well, it's not really an epidemic. If you look at this situation, like, how many good cops pulled you over versus how many bad cops pulled you over? I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, it's crazy, man.
It's like this is a worse analogy, but it's like having a fast pass to a Disneyland ride to get to the front of the line, and you get to the front of the line, and your friends are waiting in line, and you once they come out of the line, you go, "Wasn't that great?" They went, "No, we were waiting in line that whole time." No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, you weren't waiting in line. I had a great time. I just went to the front of the line. You waited in line? Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me because I didn't wait in line.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just not understanding.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
I feel like maybe a lot of white people don't want to accept that they just don't know. So they try to speak like, oh, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm aware that I don't know what it's like to be black because I'm so fucking white. So I'm just like, when my black friends tell me about that shit, I'm just like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And then they you know, they judge the situation.
Yeah.
Without you knowing, you know, like, what was that? One of my friends was like, he said, no, I know you guys get harassed. I mean, I was in a car with my friend. He was black and he was driving. The police pulled him over and he asked him, he said, where are you going? And he was like, they never asked me that. I was like, where you going? I said, that ain't shit. They always ask. Like, that's the norm.
I think they do that with everyone pretty much.
Yeah, I thought they did it. Yeah.
They asked him where he was going.
Yeah, they said, where are you going? Where are you going or what are you doing in this neighborhood? One of the two. And I'm like, that shit is normal. Like, that's a part of the, you know.
Yeah.
I've never been asked, what are you doing in this neighborhood?
What are you doing in this neighborhood? Driving through it. What are you fucking talking about?
Driving
through the neighborhood. Yeah. You know what I'm doing.
Knock on wood, I haven't been pulled over in years and years. I don't remember the last time. I have over 7 years, never pulled over in LA.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I can't give you a ride home today.
I don't blame you.
I got to keep my streak going.
You shouldn't give me a ride home. You should.
Oh, fuck.
That's insane. I can't actually. If you did you drive here?
No, I drove it.
Okay.
Hilarious. Thank you for not giving me a ride home. I appreciate that.
But anyways, that's wild. Seems like a complicated issue, like when, that rape story. It's like, that's crazy.
It's fucked up.
I can't really process that.
Yeah.
It's like,
did anything ever happen to the cops?
No.
Nothing happened?
No, I don't think I don't think it was reported.
Fuck.
Because who can he report it to?
So those guys are just walking around like.
Yeah, they probably, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
The dudes who fucked up Rodney King, you know, they sheriffs and shit. I mean, they captains now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they you know, you fuck up black people, you get a promotion.
Jeez.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, the shit is wild. And the reason a lot of times, you know, sometimes I do shows and I have a joke about the police. And sometimes I look at the audience's face and I know they didn't want to hear this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know. They don't want to hear this shit. They like, dude, I don't want to hear this shit. But it has to be a conversation that we have to have, because black people cannot stop police brutality by ourselves.
Yeah. Mm.
We need everyone on board to shut this shit down.
Yeah.
We can't just do, I mean, it's one way we can do it by ourselves, but that's going to be hard. But we need everyone on board to shut it down. And and getting people on board, it's, okay, if you just can't say this shit ain't happening or this shit ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if you don't understand it, because if I tell you this, if it was cops going around shooting dogs as much as they shoot black people, it would be, they would stop that shit.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
They would have stopped. They'd have been like, "Dude, you got to put it in. If one more fucking dog end up, y'all going to jail."
Yeah. We got to put a
stop to this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if the dogs were aggressive pit bulls and, you know what I'm saying, barking at the police. Don't matter.
Shit, man. That's wacko.
That is funny, man.
So, L.A., Here we go, dude. I'm trying to transition.
You're trying to transition.
I don't even know what to transition into.
See, you know what's cool? If you guys was at home and you was watching TV and this was on, you could just get the remote and change the channel. And it's out of your life.
I guess.
I still gotta live with this shit.
Oh, man. It's fucked.
It's fucked up. But transition, my fault.
I still wanna keep it about you, but just thinking how we
Well, there was a recent case that was like a huge news about a cop that was called to a person's house for like disturbance call, like the neighbor called,
and then a welfare check.
Yes, and then the a welfare check, not disturbance call. And so the cop went over and heard somebody rustling around in the house, and then like just immediately shot her. Shot the woman that was in the house. Yeah. So she was shot dead in her own house.
In her own house, playing with her nephew. Video games. The nephew said that they heard someone outside.
Yeah.
So she grabbed her gun out of her purse
and pointed it
towards what was outside, and the police never identified himself. He was like, he said something, freeze or whatever. See, I forgot what he said. Then he just shot her immediately. Never identified him. Never said I'm a police or anything. Never. And then the chief of police is on TV almost crying.
Yeah.
Behind that shit. Yeah, it's the second black dude that got killed in their house by the police. Second black person got killed in their house by the police this year that we know of.
In that house?
No, in their house.
Oh, in their house. Got it.
The first one was the lady who thought she was in the wrong house.
Yeah.
And the dude was in his living room eating ice cream, and the cop walked in and killed him. In his fucking house.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Some smooth jazz to go over that. That such a pleasant story.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, man.
So that's cool. So now.
So that's cool.
I'm making a joke here. I'm making a sarcastic joke here. Guys.
Fuck.
You can't hear me over my skin color. But it's I think it's chill that you can be in your own home and still might get killed. I think that's pretty cool.
Man. Really, really helps you live life to the fullest.
Totally.
You just never know.
Eating ice cream, all of a sudden you're dead.
Jesus Christ.
Well, our listeners are all white, so what can you tell them? I'm just kidding.
Well, I was going to ask, moving to L.A., because you've lived here for how long now?
I moved to L.A. in 98.
98. Okay, so living here, is it a little better or is it about the same?
With the police?
Yeah, the harassment.
It's been about the same.
About the same?
Yeah.
Do you get exhausted about fucking talking about this stuff? Like, and it's not getting better?
I get exhausted.
That would make me angry.
What I get exhausted about saying when I bring it up and they don't believe me. Yeah, so that's the only thing that's frustrating. So it's exhausting to have to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. And then when I have a platform of some sort, I feel like I didn't do justice if I didn't talk about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah.
Because it can easily, after you know everything that happened, it could easily be me or someone I love.
Right.
No, but on a lighter note, though, yes, come see my comedy, man. I talk about other shit, too, other than police.
It's a good time, trust me.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I talk about all kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know?
And what are you on social media?
Social media, I am on. Everything is the same. It's AC, the comedian. My initials, the T-H-E, comedian. One word, keep it together. My website, it's Allen, Allan.com. Allen is fuck.
Nice. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That has like all your dates and shit in there.
Yeah, I have some dates on there coming up. I'm doing an improv a couple of times this month and next month. Sorry, I couldn't quite hear. Is that Siri? Was hilarious. She nosy as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Every time I talk about the police, she listens to every fucking thing.
Repeat that.
What is your location? Turn your location on, Alan.
What are you doing in this neighborhood? See that callback, dude?
Yeah, that's good.
That was good. That was good.
Whenever I do a callback, I say I acknowledge it.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, let the people know. Let the people know.
Keep
how,
a scorecard.
How brilliant you are.
Uh-huh. All right, cool, man. Well, thanks for being a great guest.
Thank you, man. Anytime. If I'm the next time I'm come over here, it won't be about the police.
Okay.
Unless I get choked again on the way out here, then. Could be about anything else.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, we end every episode by saying, "I'm sorry, Dad." So I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
My fault, Dad.
All right, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, sorry, Dad. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
Sick. I want to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors, HoneyBook. We love our sponsors and we love you guys. So if you love us, support us by supporting our sponsors, specifically HoneyBook. It's what you've always dreamed of. You started your own business. You have no boss. You are the boss. You are the CEO. Oh my God, no one told you there would be so much admin work. Reality check. Running your own business is hard, but HoneyBook makes it easy. HoneyBook is an online business management tool that organizes your client communications, bookings, contracts, and invoices all in one place. It's perfect for freelancers like me and Brandon, entrepreneurs like me and Brandon, or small business owners
like me and Brandon.
With HoneyBook, you can automate your busy work. They have easy-to-use templates for emails, proposals, brochures, and invoices. They also have e-signatures and built-in automation to save you time and get you paid faster. Simplify your to-do list and stay in control with HoneyBook. And right now, HoneyBook is offering our listeners 50% off when you visit honeybook.com/dad. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you pay monthly or annually. Go to honeybook.com/dad for 50% off your first year. That's honeybook.com/dad.